From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 14 dead after Maiduguri blasts. Military officials in Nigeria say at least 14 people are dead after four suicide bombers blew themselves up in the city of Maiduguri late Thursday. Officials said today that 39 others were injured in the blasts. Witnesses said at least two of the bombers appeared to be women. A military spokesman said the attacks took place near the Ajalari railroad crossing in Maiduguri. Maiduguri has often been a target of Boko Haram attacks. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. At the Pentagon yesterday, spokesperson Peter Cook met with reporters about the Russian airstrikes.
The view is that if we can take steps to avoid miscalculation, misjudgment, to avoid some sort of accident happening in the skies, we are going to at least engage in that conversation right now with the Russians, and we'll see where that goes.
Russian jets continue to stage airstrikes in Syria, targeting not only Islamic State militant extremists, but some observers charge also the anti-Assad fighters backed by the U.S. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offered a blistering condemnation of the Iranian nuclear deal in a speech to the U.N. General Assembly yesterday in New York.
I know that some well-intentioned people sincerely believe that this deal is the best way to block Iran's path to the bomb. But one of history's most important yet least learned lessons is this: the best intentions don't prevent the worst outcomes.
The Israeli leader said he is prepared to immediately resume direct negotiations with the Palestinian Authority without preconditions. The general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso surrendered to the country's transitional government. General Gilbert Diendéré turned himself in Thursday after negotiations with officials. This is VOA News. An American C-130 military transport plane crashed at Jalalabad Airport in eastern Afghanistan, killing 11 people. The crash happened shortly after midnight local time Friday. The cause of the accident is under investigation. U.S. defense officials at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan said the crew, comprised of six U.S. service members and five civilian contractors, died in the crash. The Taliban claims to have shot down the aircraft. However, U.S. Air Force Major Tony Wickham dismissed that claim, stating that he could say with a high degree of confidence that an enemy attack did not contribute to the crash. The influx of hundreds of thousands of refugees and migrants is testing Europe's ability to respond, especially in the poorer Balkan states. But some analysts argue that Europe will benefit by welcoming the huge numbers of young people, many of them well-educated and willing to work. Henry Ridgewell reports from London for VOA.
Hundreds of thousands of migrants have arrived in Europe in just a few months. They range from the elderly to newborn babies. Many are ill or injured. Their immediate needs are clear: shelter, food, medical care. Croatia has accepted tens of thousands of migrants in just 2 weeks. Its president, Kolinda Grabar-Kitarovic, appealed for global help at the United Nations General Assembly.
Since mid-September, with almost 80,000 people entering Croatia, my country has joined the line of EU and neighboring Southeast European countries that has been heavily burdened with this crisis.
The European Union has pledged financial assistance to non-EU Balkan states. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Analysts say integration of the migrants remains a huge challenge, but also an opportunity to rejuvenate Europe's economies. An angry President Obama demanded that the American people push Congress to pass common-sense gun laws after a gunman murdered 10 people and wounded 7 others at an Oregon college on Thursday. A grim Mr. Obama appeared on television after the shootings.
I hope and pray that I don't have to come out again during my tenure as president to offer my condolences to families in these circumstances. But based on my experience as president, I can't guarantee that. And that's terrible to say. And it can change.
This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.